The body scan is an opportunity to take some time to check in with the body. In this practice, you are intentionally creating a time and a space to bring alert attention to the physical sensations arising in the body. It might be helpful to bring an attitude of willingness to be present as we focus our attention to the sensations arising in the body from moment to moment. If it's possible, inviting an attitude of friendliness toward yourself, a willingness of opening to what's here. Allowing things to be as they are. Seeing if it's possible to let go of needing to change anything, including a desire to achieve any particular state, even relaxation. Let's begin by finding a posture that's right for you. You can find a place to lie down that's firm but comfortable and supports wakefulness. Some other options would be sitting in a chair or the astronaut position. In the astronaut position, the back is on the floor and the legs are bent with the feet resting on a chair or other supportive surface. There may also be other variations depending on what feels appropriate for your body. It's not the posture you are in, but rather your attention and sincerity to the practice that are most important. So let's take a moment now to settle into this spot. This could be the first time today that you've stopped with intention. And as you feel ready, let's turn our attention toward the breath. You might be aware of the breath at the tip of the nose or the back of the throat, or in the belly as it expands and contracts. Bring in awareness to the physicality of the breath. We'll transition in a moment to the body scan. And as you begin, just keeping in mind that you are not trying to achieve anything, but rather just noticing how the body is with an investigative quality. During the body scan, we will be putting off problem-solving and other striving states of mind. We'll be turning inward to what's happening in the body from moment to moment. Thoughts may arise as you do the body scan, and knowing this is a part of the mind, there's no need to turn that off. We simply want to note the thoughts that are arising, acknowledge them, and gently and firmly coming back to the direct experience of the body. So let's bring our attention now to the feet. You might be aware of the heel in contact with the ground, or if you're sitting, aware of the feet in contact with the floor. There are so many different physical sensations that you might be aware of or become aware of. Heat or coolness, tightness, tension, tingling. Some of us may not have all of the parts that we were born with, and some of us might have additional parts. Just being with each area of the body as it is from moment to moment. And then bringing the attention to the sides of the feet. Around to the top of the feet. Including the toes, maybe even the spaces between the toes, and then expanding the awareness to include both feet in their entirety. And then we'll move our attention up into the ankles. Here you might also be aware of the Achilles tendon. And then we'll gently bring the awareness into the lower legs, the part of the legs between the ankles and the knees, the backs of the lower legs, where if you're lying on the ground, you might be aware of the contact of the ground beneath you. You might even be aware of the physical sensation of the texture of the clothing. Then bringing attention to the sides of the lower legs. The tops of the lower legs. And then we'll move our attention into the backs of the knees. The sides of the knees. The tops of the knees and the kneecaps. Knowing that while we move throughout the body scan, there also might be different thoughts or emotions associated with different parts of the body. And if those arise, as much as we can, allowing them to be there, but in the background, acknowledging that they're there and not moving into or pushing away from, but bringing our focus and awareness right back into the direct experience of the body. And then bringing awareness into the upper legs, the part between the knees and the hips, the backs of the legs, where here again you might notice the contact of the chair that you're sitting in or the ground that you're lying on. You might also be aware of pressure, or even of gravity, as it holds your body in place here. Bring an awareness to the sides of the upper legs. Around to the top of the upper legs. Here you might be aware of the hands if they're resting on the legs. And then bringing the attention into the buttocks and the hip flexors. And then bringing our attention all the way from the tops of the hips down through the upper legs, knees, the lower legs, the ankles, and the feet. A direct experience with the entire lower body here. And then we'll move the attention into the pelvic bowl, the part of our body that holds our systems of elimination and reproduction. And then gently moving the attention into the lower back. You might notice the contact of the lower back with the ground. Or if you're sitting, you might be aware of all the muscles and the bones and vertebrae that are holding you up. Bringing the attention into the mid-back. And then wrapping the attention around the belly. The belly is a part of our body that holds so many vital systems and organs. Maybe a part of our body where we have much more awareness of sensation. We have sensation here when we're not feeling well, or maybe when we're hungry. And then bringing the awareness up into the rib cage, another part of our body with so many vital systems and organs, our respiratory system and our circulatory system. You might have an awareness of the breath as the rib cage expands and contracts. And then bringing the attention around to the upper back. This can be a part of the body that holds so many stressors for people. The stress of the body can be held right here. There can also be muscle tension from sitting in a desk or driving. There might also be a sense of relaxation and openness here. Again, no need for things to be any certain way. Just aware of how things are from moment to moment. And then moving the attention up into the shoulders. Aware of how the shoulders are. Is one shoulder different from the other shoulder? This can be another place for so many people where tension and tightness is stored. Noticing the quality of this part of the body just as another way to know ourselves, not because we need to change anything. And then moving the attention into the upper arms, the bicep and the tricep of each of the arms. And then bringing attention down into the elbows. Here's another joint in the body that offers the possibility of movement. Bringing attention into the lower arms. Moving our attention into the wrists. All the way down into the palms of our hands. The tops of our hands. And all of our fingers. Bringing attention all the way from the tops of the shoulders, extending down through the upper arms, elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, and the hands. Full experience of our arms. And then letting the attention move from the shoulders into the chest, the upper back, the mid back, the lower back, and the belly. This direct experience of the torso. And then we'll begin to move the awareness into the back of the neck and around to the throat. If you're sitting, you might notice everything it takes to hold the head up. And if you're lying on the ground, perhaps anything that doesn't need to be working to hold the head up. In the throat, there might be the awareness of the breath as it enters and leaves the body. And then gently moving the awareness up into the jaw, noting if the jaw is tight and tense or loose and relaxed. Bring an awareness to the chin, to the lips. The cheeks, the nose, the eyes, the ears, the temples, the forehead. Might even notice here, are the eyebrows resting and soft, or are they crinkled? Bringing our awareness to the top of the head, sides of the head, the back of the head. And knowing that we've scanned the body in all of its individual parts, but that they're all interconnected, the entire body as a whole. And so, knowing that the top of the head, the sides of the head, the back of the head, the face are connected to the back of the neck and the throat. It's connected to the shoulders, upper arms, elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, the hands and fingers. The upper back and chest, the mid back, the belly, the lower back, the pelvic bowl, the buttocks and hip flexors, upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, the ankles, the feet and toes. And now bringing our attention back to the entire body sitting here. Awareness of the body just as it is. Perhaps even aware of the body as the breath moves through it. Just the moving of the breath can tell us so much about how the body is. Is the breath deep and full? Is the breath shorter and more shallow? And perhaps taking a moment now to congratulate yourself for taking the time to see yourself clearly, without judgment, and acknowledging your essential wholeness, the fact that you are already complete in this moment, and taking a moment to reflect that you are always capable of tapping into this state now that you are aware it exists. And it always will. It's simply a matter of awareness and turning inward. May you have peace and ease.